This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. On the phone from Fort Smith with me is Michael Tilley. He's the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, business, news of all sorts for the entire KUAF listening area. Happy Friday to you, Mr. Tilley.
Good morning, Kyle.
I want to start off by, you have the Compass Report. There are many different ways that you track the economy on thecitywire.com. One of the more interesting one, if not necessarily the most scientific, is the bologna sandwich index, and you have an update on that.
Right, and that is from a gentleman named Ken Kupchick. He's a director for River Valley Food Bank in the Fort Smith area. And what he does is he uses employment data, but he also uses data from the St. John's Episcopal SAC lunch program here in Fort Smith. That's a mouthful. But he, and this is interesting, several years ago when he first pitched this, I thought he was full of baloney. But apparently he has a good correlation. He takes the number of sandwiches served through the SAC lunch program and correlates that to what will happen next with the unemployment rate. And he's right about 70% of the time, which if you look at federal numbers, I mean, they're constantly revising those. It suggests that the next couple of months our employment rate will trend higher, and that's the last thing we need in this area.
New numbers are out for tourism in the Arkansas River Valley, especially Fort Smith and Van Buren. And while statewide numbers dipped a bit, the River Valley, they went up.
So I always like talking about our tourism numbers, either West Arkansas or in Fort Smith, because it's just, you know, it continues to be a consistent bright spot. And I know some folks think we in the media like reporting negative news, but that there's nothing further from the truth. It gets very depressing after a while. But in Fort Smith, collections were up 4.2% in July, and they were up 6.1%, excuse me, in Van Buren. So so far, so good. And for the first 7 months of 2012, collections are up 7.5% in Fort Smith. And for the same period, they're up 6.6% in Van Buren. So that points to people still, either locals still willing to spend on restaurants, and the business community and tourism community bringing more folks into the hotels in the area. So part of that was the Babe Ruth baseball tournament. There was a Cattlemen's Association meeting, this huge Jehovah's Witness convention that's brought in 15,000 to 20,000 people over the summer. Continues to be a bright spot in that Fort Smith regional economy.
There will be some people staying tonight in a downtown hotel in Fayetteville that has been shuttered for a bit. The Chancellor, it's been called the Hilton, it's been called the Cosmopolitan, now it's the Chancellor. It's opening on the eve of the biggest football game in Fayetteville. It's good news for downtown Fayetteville, though.
Right. Well, it's great news, and you know, Kyle, let's keep our fingers crossed on this one. That's been, I want to say, a jinxed property, but it's had a tough time making a go of it. But it appears that the new owners are doing it right. You know, I think the last time they tried to revamp the Cosmopolitan, it was just a half, half effort.
Well, I think, and also then the economic crash happened in the middle
right.
of that plan.
Yes, and so just maybe a conversion of bad factors. But we've got a story. If anybody wants to look at the pictures of the preview event that was held Thursday night, we have those stories, that story and photos on the City Wire. But I've got high hopes for this, and you're right, this will help the downtown area. There hasn't been a good hotel with meeting rooms, a good restaurant, that type of thing, in that square in a long time. And this is definitely filling a niche. Now we'll just see how the market responds.
They did not respond to my suggestion that since it's called the Chancellor, the restaurant should be called the Provost. Perhaps. that's a very good sign that they did not respond to that, I think.
Hey, you have a lot of good ideas, Kyle. That's not one of them.
Exactly. Finally, on the CityWire television show, which is on KXNW tomorrow morning at 8 and 6 a.m. on Channel 5 on Sunday morning, discussion about whether the GOP will, for the first time since Reconstruction, have control of the Arkansas legislature after the November elections.
Yeah, this is interesting. This is I've watched legislative cycles for a long time, and this is easily, by far, the most dynamic, because the Republicans could control one or both houses of the Arkansas legislature. And we interviewed Ted Thomas, and he's a GOP consultant, so let's keep that in mind. But their polling numbers, their history they've been on target. Whether you like their politics or not, they've been on target with their polling. And Ted Thomas was very confident in the interview that he thinks the Republicans have a good to take control of not only the Arkansas House but the Arkansas Senate. Arkansas GOP leaders have been fairly confident they'll take the House, but it's been iffy on the Senate. So Thomas made some news by saying he thinks they'll take both. So we'll see. November 6th will be interesting, and then if the Republicans have both control in both houses, that the dynamic between them and Governor Beebe will be very interesting.
As I mentioned, the City Wire is on television tomorrow morning at 8 on KXNWA, Sunday morning at 6 on KFSM. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. Michael, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. Have a good weekend.